A word for you from John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Time and again we hear people say, all religions are the same. Why do you insist that yours is the only right one? How can you be so narrow-minded, bigoted, and intolerant to believe that Jesus is the only way to God? In this decadent and immoral society, the main virtue now seems to be tolerance, and the worst vice is intolerance. However, what is now meant by tolerance seems to be something very different to what tolerance used to mean. Today, tolerance has gone beyond what any previous generation would have understood to acceptance and approval of deception and depravity. The New Age tolerance seems to come to a screeching halt when confronted with biblical Christianity. Any Christian who's dared to stand up for basic biblical beliefs and ethics are accused of intolerance. Well, it seems a bit hypocritical of those who claim that all religions are right that they spend so much time declaring that Christianity is wrong. And they do seem to be very intolerant of biblical doctrine. Those who claim that all religions are the same and all religious teachers basically teach same principles, we need to point out then what these religions actually do teach. Islam stands for strict monotheism. They're adamant there's only one God. However, Hinduism is polytheistic, recognizing at least 330 million gods. How can monotheism and polytheism be the same thing? Buddhism is pantheistic, teaching everything is God. Confucius recognized no God. How can atheism equal pantheism equal polytheism equal monotheism? Jesus said he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. However, Hinduism and Buddhism teach that life is a great evil. These religions teach we should be seeking an end to all personal life through nirvana. As the drop of water falls back into the ocean and loses all individuality, so, through successive reincarnations and meditation, we should seek the cessation, the end of all personal consciousness. As Buddhism and Hinduism regard life as miserable, their goal is the extinguishing of life. How can Christ's teaching about spiritual life, eternal life, and abundant life be the same thing as nirvana? Then there's the matter of ethics. Most religions teach polygamy, that a man may have numerous wives. Christianity has always stood for monogamy, one man married to one woman for life. Christ condemned divorce. Muhammad allowed for easy, quick, verbal divorces. These two positions are incompatible. The scriptures are pleased that God is not pleased with all types of religious activity. The most condemned sin throughout the scriptures is that of idolatry. But most of the religions of the world are steeped in idolatry. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made to look like corruptible man. Jesus said, we should be careful that no one deceives us. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through Christ.